In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In the first lecture, we spoke about our society in the present time, and all these new philosophies and ideology. And in the second lecture, we spoke about the impact of all these changes in our society and our busy life on our spirituality and actually on our integrity as human beings. Lakin, there is a question here. How is it really all the philosophies or ideology are new, well, they are very, very old? Actually, Satan, he did not change his way. He is using the same lies that he lied to our father. That he lied to our father Adam and Eve. عشان كده in this lecture هنتكلم على the lies of Satan and the fool. And we will see how Satan are using the same lies that he used with Adam and Eve today in our culture. And we will see how these new philosophies and new ideology are coming from Satan using the same lies, the same lies. وهتلاقوا ان كل التمتيشن كان في summarized in three temptations اللي هي موجودة في 1 John chapter 2 verse 16 اللي هي the lust of the flesh, the pride of the life, and the lust of the eyes. هتلاقوا ان these three temptations are the temptations of Adam and Eve. These three temptations are the temptations of the Lord Jesus Christ. And these three temptations are the same temptations that we are facing in our time. We read about the lies of Satan in the book of Genesis. And Genesis means beginning. Genesis means beginning. But this title, Genesis, is a fitting title for the first book of the Bible, when it tells us how everything began. Except that, of course, when God has no beginning. When I say Genesis is the first book of the Bible, I didn't mean the first book that was written, but I mean the first book in the chronological order of the Bible. Do you know what is the first book that's written? Job, Rabbah. Sefer Ayyub or Aul Kitab al-Kadab. The book of Genesis tells us about the first week of history, the creation, the first people, Adam and Eve, the first home, the Garden of Eden, the first marriage between Adam and Eve, and also it tells us about the first lie. Who told the first lie? Satan told the first lie to Adam and Eve. We read about it in Genesis chapter 3 from verse 1 to 5. Let us read these verses. خمس آيات دولت يعني دولت ينفعونا. يقول Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, Has God indeed said, You shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, You shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Then the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die. For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." That's actually the first lie in the Bible. Satan went to the Garden of Eden, and he saw Adam and Eve, the crown of God's creation, and he decided to tempt them. But I want you to keep in mind, in Adam and Eve were in a state of innocence. Yeah, Adam and Shaitan introduced the concept of sin to Adam and Eve. They were innocent. So, innocent. Even the thought of sin has never crossed their minds. The thought of sin have never crossed their mind. I feel like when I'm a little boy, I feel about these innocent child. Then even the thought of sin did not cross their mind. Being in the state of Adam and Eve, Shira read the word, "Unless you convert and become like children, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven." And it came out of this innocence, this state of innocence. And because you were innocent, the notion of disobeying God and doubting God was totally foreign to them. They were not tempted even to disobey God. They were not tempted to doubt the commandment of God. And that the Shatan gave was better to lie to them. They haven't been introduced to the concept of sin, and they haven't been given an opportunity to sin. When Hassan Abraham got home in Shaitan, and Satan already knew about the prohibition that God gave Adam. We, as I told you in the morning, the commandments that God gave to Adam and Eve was not a restriction to his freedom, but it was a protection to his freedom. You know, commandments are given to us because God loves us. It's not a restriction, it is a protection to our freedom. Like in Satan, that will introduce this commandment not as a protection, but as a restriction. That's how he lied to Adam and Eve. So, احنا عارفين ربنا بعد ما خلق آدم and Eve, ربنا قال لهم you can eat from every tree in the garden, but you cannot eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the middle of the garden. Again, because they were innocent, so the very thought of breaking this commandment did not cross their mind because they were in a state of innocence. Satan then asks, "This is a very good opportunity for me in order to take this commandment and lie to Adam and Eve. Or the very idea, I will make Adam and Eve to rebel against God." عشان كده نقول في الـ Conciliation Prayer, "O God who created man in incorruption, and this which entered into the world through the envy of the devil." That's the envy of the devil. That's the envy of the devil. فالشيطان had the form of a serpent, and it introduces to Adam and Eve the concept of sin. And how he introduced to them the concept of sin? He lies. He lies. طبعاً this is not strange for Satan, لأن زي ما ربنا قال عنه في إنجيل يوحنا, the Lord Jesus Christ said, إن Satan is the father of all liars. قال عنه كذاب وأبو كل كذاب. والشيطان لغاية النهاردة in order to introduce to us the concept of sin, he lies. كل الفلسفات الحديثة دي عبارة عن خداع من الشيطان وعبارة عن كذب من الشيطان. That's why تردينه كتير في البايبل do not be deceived. Do not be deceived. Do not be deceived لما تقرأه في البايبل معناها ان الآية اللي وراها على طول في خداع. ممكن الشيطان يخدعك بالفكرة اللي وراها. أقول لك مثلا من الآيات اللي هي do not be deceived. يقول لك do not be deceived. Bad company corrupt good morals. لأن الشيطان هيقول لك no. If you surround yourself with the bad company, you as Christian, you can change them. He is lying to you. مش كده يجي سان بول يقول يعني discussed this lie, يقول لك do not be deceived. Bad company corrupt good morals. خليك واعي ما تصدقش الكذب عشان. طب هو كذب على ايه؟ Actually, in Satan told the first lie to Adam and Eve, ومن that time he's using this favorite tool over and over. He lies to us over and over. Until today, he lies. He uses lies to entice people to sin. How Satan deceives? Actually, it's the most deceiver. Or mustn't all through the deception of the servant. غواية الحية. نقول وعندما سقطنا من الحياة الأبدية بغواية الحية. غواية الحية اللي هو كذب بتاع الشيطان. The deception of the servant. He told actually three lies. ايه الثلاث كذبات اللي قالهم دولت؟ دولت اللي احنا هنتكلم عنهم لان دولت these are his three most powerful lies that he used until today. أول كذبة, Satan lies about the Bible. طب تقول لي ما هو البايبل ما كانش موجود أيام آدم وإيف. But he lied about the word of God. What is the Bible? The Bible is the word of God. And Satan until today, he lies about the Bible. وهشرح لكم ازاي he lied about the word of God. Satan بيقول لنا the Bible is not reliable. The Bible is not reliable. See what he said to me. Actually, عمل ثلاث حاجات. In lying about the Bible, he made three things. أول حاجة, he cast doubt on the word of God. ابتدى يشكك الناس في كلمة ربنا. ابتدى يشككهم, شكك آدم أن في كلمة ربنا. عاد قال إيه؟ قال لها, did God really say? Did God really say? That's casting doubt. فعلا هو الذي لا يؤمن بالابن لن يخلص. تفتكر ان لازم تؤمن وتبقى مسيح عشان تخش السماء. Did God really say? Until today, Satan is casting blood. He is doubting the word of God. Is it really that his body and his blood? ومالي بيقول do this in remembrance of him. Is it really? Is it really few that will be saved? ناس كتيرة إذا كانت يعني believe this concept although it's a verse from the Bible. يعني سألوا ربنا على الذين أخلصون, ربنا قال لهم don't be deceived, only few will be saved. قليلون الذين أخلصون. هيك الشيطان يقول لك معقولة إن مجموعة قليلة بس اللي هتخلص. Casting doubt in the word of God. وننسى مثلا during the flood only 8 persons were seen. In Sodom and Gomorrah, only 3 persons were seen. From the people that came out of Egypt, how many entered the promised land? Only 2. Few will be saved. بشوف الشيطان من جرأته مخلين يعني الولاد يطلعوا نكتة على مش عارف على حكاية few will be saved. مش عارف في السماء
في اوضه ناس عمالين يهللوا وايه يقول لك دورك البنتكوستال وناس مش عارف بيعملوا ايه يقول لك دورك البابتست وجم اوضه يقول لك ما فيهاش شبابيك ومجرد ناس قاعدين جوه بيصلوا فقالوا مين دول؟ قالوا اللقباط الارثوذكس ليه؟ قالوا عشان فاكرين هم لوحدهم في السماء. ف So even يعني casting doubt on the word of God even in a form of a joke. علشان يخلينا نقول لك فعلا هو معقول القريبين من الذين خلصوا Satan is casting doubt. Did God really say He does the same thing today. Our universities, colleges, even unfortunately, seminaries, theological seminaries are plagued with the so-called higher criticism, biblical criticism, which is trying to shred the Bible and cast doubt on everything it says. Unfortunately, even as in the Catholic Church, they don't believe in the first 12 chapters of the book of Genesis. Or we wouldn't adore just, it's like, not really, symptoms. يقولك ان حكاية ادم وحواء والجنة والفلك دي كلها مجرد مش حقيقة مش هتحصل بالطريقة دي. Casting doubt is the word of God. روح اقرأ البيبليكال لا تقروش. كل البيبليكال criticism actually is casting doubt on everything in the Bible. It's the same lie over and over. Satan casts doubt on the word of God. تاني حاجة أنا أطلبه مني لايك أباوت ذا بايبل هي يوز ذا 3 تكنيكس. الفيرست تكنيك وعشان تفتكروهم كلهم ستارت وذ ذا وورد دي. أول حاجة هي كاست داوت أون ذا وورد أوف جاد. تاني حاجة هي ديستورتد ذا وورد أوف جاد. ديستورتد ذا وورد أوف جاد. إزاي بقى؟ ربنا قال لهم إيه؟ قال لهم إن أنت يو كان إيت فروم إيفري تري إن ذا جاردن. But only from the tree in the midst of the garden you cannot eat. قال ربنا قال لهم لكن شوف الشيطان عمل ايه؟ He distorted the commandment. قال لهم did God really قال لكم you must not eat from any tree in the garden. ربنا ما قالش كده. لكن شوف هنا ازاي بيشوه كلمة ربنا. قال هل فعلا ربنا قال لكم ما تاكلوش من ورق شجر في الجنة؟ ربنا ما قالهمش كده. God didn't say that. God said You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Satan took what God said and twisted it into something it didn't mean. ولغاية النهاردة, Satan is talking the word of God. هقولك ازاي؟ Satan is talking the word of God through the interpretation. Not only through some translations, زي مثلا translation بتاع Jehovah Witness, لكن also through some interpretation. It's amazing that كل Christians use the same Bible. لكن you have thousands of different denominations. How? If we are using the same Bible, how we have thousands of different denominations. It's because of different interpretation. It's because of distorting the word of God. عشان كده هيجي السؤال طب which interpretation is right? في الانتربريتيشن في حاجة ان انا I need to discover the meaning that God meant by this command. Not the meaning that I want to discover in this command. Is that clear? In order to discover the meaning that God meant by this commandment, it's totally different how I read. عشان كده, Saint Peter warned us from private interpretation. Private interpretation be the note of him. لما بقول ان لم تأتي نبوة قط لتفسير انسان
لكن تكلم ونصر الله المنصوحين منصوحين بالروح القدس. And there is no command that came from any private interpretation, but the people of God spoke inspired by the Holy Spirit. So we need to understand in the, when we read the Bible, we shouldn't trust in a private interpretation, but we discover the meaning that God meant by this verse. And Satan, until today, he does the same thing. مثلا, he distorts the word of God. He twists the word of God into saying something it doesn't mean. زي ايه مثلا؟ زي الحاجات اللي انا قلتها لكم دي, ان مثلا يبتدي يفسر, انت عارفين مثلا في ايه في اعمال 12 يقول ان هو خلصنا بدم ابنه, the blood of his own, sorry, with his own blood. God saved us with his own blood. فلما يقول God saved us with his own blood, معناه ان blood ده بتاع مين؟ بتاع God. يبقى this verse actually is a proof of the divinity of Jesus Christ. لما يقول God saved us with his own blood. يجوا بقى في one version من البايبل يروح يقول لك ايه؟ يقول لك and he saved us with the blood of his own. Big difference between his own blood and the blood of his own. لما نقول the blood of his own, they deny the divinity of Christ. The translation had Jehovah's Witness. That's how Satan distorts the word of God. Number three, Satan denies the word of God. Denies the word of God. Jehovah, he cast doubt on the word of God. He distorts the word of God and he denies the word of God. How he denies the word of God? Rabbina Allahum, if you eat from this tree, you shall surely die. You shall surely die. Mountain Tamuk. عارفين الشيطان يقول لحواء ايه؟ يقول لها you will not surely die. عكس ده ربنا قاله بالظبط. يعني ربنا يقول لهم لو اكلت من شجره معرفه الخير موتا تموت, فالشيطان يقول لهم لن تموت. جرأة. الشيطان لغايه النهارده بيكذب علينا and he denies the word of God. دي اللي بيسموها emphatic denial in Hebrew. إن فيها stress, you will not surely die. Satan is saying in effect, there is no way in the world that you will die if you eat from this tree. That's exactly the opposite of what God said. He was denying the word of God, and Satan still does the exact same thing today. فمثلا, people who teach that Jesus is not the only way to heaven, but and also there is no hell, etc. يعني الكتاب المقدس يعلمنا ان ليس باسم غيره خلاص. يقول لك no. Unfortunately, برضه الكاثوليك in Vatican II, they believe in the salvation of the non-believers. Salvation of the non-believers. ده against the line. وبعد كده مثلا ربنا يكلمنا على البحار المنتقدة بالكبريت. ناس كتير they don't believe that there is hell. So in the same way Satan is denying the word of God. Because the first lie Satan made was about the word of God, about the Bible. He distorted the word of God. He cast doubt on the word of God. He denied the word of God. And until today, Satan used the same techniques. He distorted the word of God, denied the word of God, and cast doubt on the word. طب هل ستن بقى ده ستن توب ايده توب ايده and he tells billions of people today the Bible is not reliable. هل طبعا اللي الشيطان بيقوله is true and the Bible is not reliable? Definitely not. تعالوا نشوف بقى البايبل بيقول ايه. The Bible is the most reliable and trustworthy book ever written. لأن ده it is the word of God. شوف الآية دي يعني in Isaiah 40 verse 8.
يقول لك the grass withers and the flowers fall but the word of our God stands forever.
ذهبنا العشب سقط الزهر لما كلمة الرب إلهنا تدوم إلى الأبد.
يبقى we shouldn't ever يعني believe Satan when he lies about the Bible.
ويقول لنا الـ Bible is not reliable. The grass withers and the flowers fall but the word of our God stands forever. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 قال كل scripture is God breathed. يعني معناه انها breath of God. معناه ان God spoke every word from Genesis to Revelation. دي معناها the breath of God. The word is inspired by God. معناه every little word written in the Bible is inspired by the Holy Spirit. And God doesn't lie and God doesn't make mistakes. So we should trust the Bible because it is the breath of God. It's inspired by God. Now we know the first lie was about the Bible. The second lie about him. Second lie about God himself. Satan lies about God. In the first lie about the Bible, he cast doubt on the word of God. He distorted the word of God. He denied the word of God. The second lie is about God himself. الحاجة العجيبة الشيطان يقول لهم ايه؟ يقول لهم لا انتوا you will not surely die.
طيب ما هما لو هما مش هيموتوا يبقى معناها ان ربنا كذب عليهم. هنا ربنا قال لهم you will surely die الموت انتبه. فين الشيطان بقى بيدافع عن ربنا او بيبرر لادم اند ايف يعني Satan is trying to justify to Adam and Eve why God lied to them. Why God told them you will surely die. فيجي بقى العذر يقولوا يقول because God knows when you eat of this fruit you will be like him. You will be similar to him. وربنا بقى جلس. ربنا بقى مش عايز تبقوا زيه. عشان يقول لهم ما تاكلوش. In a way بيقول لهم if you eat you will be like God. But God, because He doesn't like your best interest, God doesn't want you to become like Him. God doesn't love you. علشان كده قال لكم you shall surely die. شوف ازاي الشيطان بيحط a very very wrong idea about God in their mind. إن ربنا ما بيحبكمش. ربنا مش عايزكم تبقوا زيي. ربنا مش عايزكم تاكلوا من الشجرة دي مش عشان هتموتوا عشان ربنا غيران منكم ومش عايز تبقوا زي هو بس عايز ان هو يعرف كل حاجة مش عايز تبقوا كده. فعشان كده اكشلي عايز يقول لهم God doesn't have your best interest in mind. مش كده ربنا كذب عليكم ده الشيطان اللي بيقول لهم. فقال لهم look at what he told me from any tree God knows your eyes will be open and you will be like God. لما ربنا عارف كده كويس. If you eat you will be like him. و God doesn't want you to be like him. The devil was implying to Eve. God doesn't really care about you. He is keeping something good from him. He doesn't want you to have fun and to have a good time. So God keeping something good from you. God doesn't like you. God doesn't care about you. ولغايه النهارده الشيطان بيقول نفس الكلام. In many many times in our life we question كان ربنا بيحبني؟ طب لو ربنا بيحبني ليه انا بمر الظروف خلال الظروف دي؟ طب if God really cares about me why I go through these things؟ These thoughts are coming from Satan. You know what? He wants to convince me that God doesn't want my best interest. Many youth don't want to live with God. ليه؟ لك because I don't want to stop having fun. الشيطان بيقنعهم ان انت if you live with God you will have a miserable life. You will not have fun. You will not have peace. You will not have joy in your life. Because God doesn't want your best interest.
God keeps something good away from you. Will I know that they don't come to the Lord Jesus Christ because they listen to one of the devil's favorite and most powerful lies, and God doesn't want your best interest. Satan told Eve, and he tells millions of people, God doesn't have your best interest in mind. Like in hell, in the whole of Shatan, that is true, definitely not. تعال نشوف ربنا بيقول ايه على what God's plan for us. In Jeremiah 20 verse 11 في very very nice verse يقول لك for I know the plans I have for you declares the Lord. ربنا بيقول انا عارف ايه plans اللي انا I kept for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then plans come from Rabbi. Rabbi, he had plans for us. Plans to do what? To prosper and not to harm us, to give us hope and to give us a future. God wants us to live a happy and joyful life. Rabbi, when he had Adam and Hawa, he put them in the paradise of Shur. And في الترجمة الفطرية ما اسمهاش دار المفتين بإيد يسموها ذا بارادايس اوف جو دي اللي بتسميها في الترجمة. So God wants his children to be joyful, rejoice in the Lord always. ربنا مش عايز نبقى نزرب. لكن الشيطان بيحاول يقنعنا بالعكس. في العهد الجديد in Romans 8:28 يقول and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. يعني كل الأشياء تعمل معا للخير للذين يحبون الله. يبقى ربنا هيخلي كل الأشياء حتى الحاجات اللي هي intended to harm us, ربنا will change it to be for our benefit, for our good. فالشيطان كذب عليهم about the Bible, and also he lied about God. And what was the third lie? The third lie was about sin. Satan lied about sin. الكذبة اللي قال الشيطان على الخطية. الشيطان قال لهم sin won't hurt you. يعني yes, you can break the commandment of God. You can disobey God. And surely you will not die. What's the message here? Sin will not hurt you. It's okay to break the commandment of God. It's okay to disobey him. And this will not hurt you. قال قال لما قالوا لإيف قال لها it will be good for you if you eat from this tree, this will be a good and neat experience for you. Just eat it, you will not die. وخلى الشجرة شهية للنظر وبهجة للعيون فعلا. وده النهاردة كل society tolerance to sin. ولما نيجي يعلموا الناس كده ان sin is just something normal. We need to be desensitized to sin. And we need just to accept كل ده. Again, it is a satanic lie about sin, and sin will not hurt you. لكن طبعا اللي بيقوله ده مش مظبوط. شوف in the book of Numbers, chapter 32, verse 23, في آية صعبة قوي، يقول لك be sure that your sin will find you out. Be sure your sin will find you out. You cannot get along with your sin. اللي حصل لآدم وإيف بعد ما سمعوا نصيحة الشيطان حصل لهم ايه؟ ان هو مات واضطردوا من الجنة والموت من وقتها ابتدى يملك على العالم لغاية ما جه السيد المسيح وانقذنا من هذا الموت.
فالشيطان كذب عليهم. He lied about the word of God. He lied about God himself. And he lied about sin. And in using these lies, he tempted them with the lust of eyes. خلى عليها تزغل الكذب. إن هي الشجرة شهية للنظر وبهجة للعيون. It was pleasant to their eyes. ثاني حاجة, the lust of the flesh. And تاكل and fulfill her desire. ثالث حاجة, the pride of life. To be like God. And what's humanism? زي مش هتحرك الصبحية. Humanism is to be like God. So it's the same temptation until today. Lust of the flesh, and here pleasure. With lust of the eyes, they are the riches of the world. And the pride of the man, or the pride of life, نحن to be divine like God. دول نفس temptations اللي حارب بيهم رسول المسيح عن جبل. التجربة الأولى لما قال له حول الحجارة الخبز, that's the lust of the flesh. التجربة الثانية لما أرام مالك العالم كلها, that's the lust of the eye. التجربة الثالثة لما قال له ارمي نفسك, يعني اعمل كده منظر كده ويجي الملائكة ويشلوك ما حصلكش حاجة. فيعني عايز يقول له instead of going and preaching, if you meet a show like this, everybody will believe you. That's the pride of life. It's the same temptation over and over Satan is using until today.
علشان كده in Galatians 6 from 7 to 8, what again لما قلت لكم, when there is a verse in the Bible, start with the word, do not be deceived, تعرف ان اللي بعدها على طول في ايه؟ It's a common lie. الشيطان بيكذب على حاجة, عشان كده the Bible want to correct. بقول لك خلي بالك في lie. Don't believe, don't be deceived. ايه بقى سان بول عايز ينصحنا ما يقول ايه؟ يقول God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. اللي بيزرع انسان اللي هيحصد. The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the spirit, from the spirit will reap eternal life. So ما يزرع انسان هيحصد. اللي بيزرع لجسده هيحصد. واللي بيزرع لروحه هيحصد. Don't be deceived.
لو الشيطان قال لك ان sin will not hurt. علشان كده ازاي نحن, يعني زي ما قلنا ان عصرنا الحالي ده مليان بخداع من الشيطان, فازاي نحن withstand certain lies. The only way to withstand certain lies نحن to know the truth about the Bible, about God, and about the sin. We have to know the absolute truth about the Bible, about God, and about sin. وده اللي قاله سيد المسيح لما قال you shall know the truth and the truth will set you free. تعرفون الحق والحق يحرر. لما تعرف الحق, الحق هيحرر.
Understand and realize that the Bible is reliable. دي أول حاجة, the truth about the Bible. The Bible is reliable. The Bible is the word of God. Trust the Bible. ثاني حاجة, and God has your best interest in mind. His plans for you is to prosper you, not to harm you, to have a future and to have hope. With truth about sin, sin will ultimately hurt you. Understand this truth with the Tariq Aliyah, and that you can understand Satan's life and will not be easy. نكمل بقية الأسئلة من السيشن بتاعت الصبح. في واحد بيقول يوجد رأي يقول إن الخادم لابد أن يكون اكليسياستيك وليس إنجيلي. إيه رأيكم؟ كنسي. كنسي وليس إنجيلي. هو خليني اقولها لكم وبعد كده ايه اشرح. عايز اقول كل خادم كنسي
هو خادم إنجيلي، ولكن بعض الناس اللي بيقول ان هم خدام إنجيليين ليسوا بالضرورة كنسيين. اشرح لك يعني الكلام ده. What do I mean by a biblical servant and ecclesiastical servant؟ ايه اللي اتوجد الاول؟ The church or the Bible؟ The church or the Bible؟ ايه رأيك؟ طب مين موقع على البايبل؟ موقع على البايبل يا فندم. مين موقع على التشيرش؟ اكشلي some books in the Bible were written at the end of the first century, like the book of Revelation. So, listen, the church in the first 100 years, they didn't have the book of Revelation. اللي انا عايز اقوله ان there were many books written. Some of them were canonized, yani accepted as authentic book in the Bible, and some books were rejected as non-authentic. Who made the canon of the Bible? Who said this book is authentic and canonized, well, this book is not authentic? It is a church. علشان كده لما يجي الإخوة البروتستانت ويقولوا لا احنا we don't believe in the holy tradition, we don't believe, we only believe in the Bible, غالبا ده اللي عايز اللي بيصوب السؤال ده, we only believe in the Bible. Actually the holy tradition of the church was before the Bible, and the holy tradition of the church approved the Bible and told us what books in the Bible are authentic and what books cannot be canonized and cannot be accepted in the Bible. مش كده لما بقول لكم كل خادم كنسي, every servant who is ecclesiastic will understand the holy tradition, and definitely he will be a biblical servant too. لكن الناس اللي يقول لك الإنجيل وبس, البايبل وبس, forget about the church tradition, forget about the early church father, forget, وبيقول ان هم إنجيليين. Actually that is not right, لأن الكنيسة اللي هي يعني أوجدت الإنجيل أو أخرجت الإنجيل through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. The authors or the writers of the Bible, like St. Mark, St. John, St. Peter, St. Paul, were members in the church. عشان كده الكتاب المقدس اتكتب بناس من الكنيسة through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. فلعل ده السؤال اللي هو يقصده النهارده. واحد بيقول I have seen very strong criticism about the NIV Bible from the international version, but I don't know what the church officially says about it. Is it bad? Is it satanic? ما قدرش أقول satanic, لكن it is not recommended. It's not, it's them, look, it's watered down version of the Bible. يعني الكلام اللي مكتوب فيه في translation بتاعته it's not strong, it's not condemning the sin strongly. زي مثلا the old King James. فديا يعني خلي بالك من الترانسليشنز. واحد بيسأل سؤال عن موضوع الاسبيرشواليتي والريتشوال ده انا اتكلمت عليه, هو كيف اصل للروحانيه
how to become a spiritual بأسلوب آخر بجانب الفضيلة. هكذا نعم من الله وبالقدر الجهاد ينمحها لي الله. أنا بس عايز أوضح حاجة لألا يكون البعض فينا غلط، لأن جاني كذا سؤال بخصوص الـ rituals والـ spirituality. I didn't mean at all not to encourage your children to practice these rituals. لكن اللي أنا I warned منه، اللي أنا حذرتك منه، إن هو just to focus on the ritual in itself without explaining the spirituality behind. أديكم مثال مثلا الاعتراف. في ناس كتير سألونا عن الاعتراف. لما تيجي تو اكسبلين الاعتراف، لو انت جيت له قلت له اه روح اقعد مع ابونا، بل هنا just you are focusing on the practice but you did not explain to him the spirituality behind. لكن لما تيجي تتكلمه بقى على his relationship with God وتقول له انت in the Lord's Prayer بتقول ايه؟ our father who art in heaven. So you are calling God our father. طيب if he is your dad and you are his son and if you disappoint him what you do؟ لو انت غلطت في باباك هتعمل ايه؟ هقول لك انا هروح اعتذر له. قول له اوكي. طيب any sin then is against me, against your dad, against your heavenly father. Then don't you need to go and apologize to God to forgive me, I have sinned against heaven, in order to keep this relationship. طبعا لازم احد يبقى responsible وانا بعمل حاجه غلط لازم اعتذر. ومن هنا تقول له الاعتذار ده بقى ربنا حطه لنا في سر، قال تعالى واعتذر عن خطيئتك قصاد الوكيل بتاعي before my steward before my representative and I will accept your apology and I will give you a new life. فهنا when I explain confession you explain it as a part of his relationship with Christ not just as a practice. مش كده قلت لكم قارنه ما بين السيد المسيح لما كلمنا على الصلاة والصوم اتكلم على ايه؟ its relationship مع أبيك الذي في الخفاء. He did not focus on the facts only but he focused on the relationship. فلما نيجي نقدم لهم اسلوب الاعتراف او communion. What's communion? Communion is to be in union with Christ. كلنا مش تقف في الطابور وتاخد التناول وتفعل كده. Communion to be in union in المسيح to abide in you and you in Christ. فده لما قصدت الصبحية ان انت لما تقدم الريتشوالز قدمها باسلوب روحي وانفصايز على الريليشن شيب وذ كرايست. انما كيف اصل للروحانيه؟ اه زي ما انا شرحتها لبعضكم، هل هي جهاد ولا نعمه؟ لان السؤال بيقول هل هذه نعمه من الله وبقدر الجهاد يمنحها لي الله؟ ايه الاثنين؟ هي جهاد ونعمه. الجريس از لايك ا ماجنت، مغناطيس. اند يور ايفورت اور يور ورك بتخليك تو بي ان ذا فيلد اوف ذيس ماجنت. And when you enter the field of this magnet, then you will be attracted to the magnet. فنعمة ربنا كده، الجهاد بتاعي بيدخلني في المجال بتاع نعمة ربنا. وأول ما أخش في المجال بتاع المغناطيس ده، نعمة ربنا، روحنا ربنا capture my heart. دي الـ scripture. فبتبقى الاثنين، الجهاد والنعمة مع بعض. هل ممكن شرح التجربة عن جبل السيد المسيح من الشيطان مرة أخرى؟ في حنة الأولى 2:16 بيقول إن كل ما في العالم شهوة العيون شهوة الجسد تعظم المعيشة، صح؟ The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. دول الثلاث تجارب اللي الشيطان بيجربنا بيهم من أيام آدم وحاول غد المعنى. فمع السيد المسيح لما قال له make this stone bread and eat it، دي كأن واحدة فيهم شهوة العيون ولا شهوة الجسد؟ وشهوة الجسد كل fulfill the desire of the flesh، دي شهوة الجسد. تاني واحدة يقول لك وأرى ممالك العالم، أنا شايف كل riches of the world and the pleasures I can give it to you. طبعا he is a liar when he doesn't own.
And even he lied to Christ, as if it is in his authority to give it to him. And he demanded a very high price. Hello, if you worship me. لكن is in his authority to tell Allah. فهنا كلمة وأرى تبقى شهوة إيه؟ شهوة العيون. التالتة دي من اللي قال له ارمي نفسك من فوق الهيكل ويديك الملائكة تشيلك. What is the purpose behind it? And I عايز يقول له instead of going and preaching, if you throw yourself from the pinnacle of the temple and then the angels carry you over their hands, so everybody will say, yes, this is truly the Son of God, and they will believe you. And then he's tempting him with what? With that time. زي الفرعي طبعا راح يرمي نفسه من فوق الهيكل تيجي الملائكه تشيله حاجه كده تجيب عظمه فدين ذات ذا الفرعي فدول الثلاث تجارب الشيطان جرب بيهم السيد الناس برضو سؤال تاني بس انا جاوبته where should I start with a teenager who has almost no spiritual foundation. Is it wrong to push for confession? Don't push, like encourage. We explain the relationship. And dialogue with Abuna, طبعا you need to encourage them as an initial step. طبعا. If there is little repentance, should you wait for that repentance? ما هو ممكن من خلال الديالوج this will create in his heart the sense of repentance. من خلال الدايالوج. معكم. واحد يقول relative truth sometimes is mixed with different perspective to the truth or different ways of salvation. Can you clarify this one? Actually, I have to clarify it for you. So I think it also has a different perspective to the truth or different ways of salvation. However, is salvation is only through the Lord Jesus Christ. Like when he looked for death and he taught us the ways of salvation, it is the avenues, the wasat, or torah. يعني wasat. يعني مثلا, salvation through baptism. Why? Because in baptism, we will be worthy and we put on the new man in Lord Christ and will be worthy of the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. But فهنا احنا هنا مش بنقول ان في relative truth ولا ان salvation بقى now is through baptism not through the blood of Jesus or through communion not through the blood of Jesus. دي كلها طرق للخلاص. يعني انا بشبه الاسرار بايه؟ ما هو it's a wedding. Christ حد في الترنيمه اللي انتوا كنتوا بتترنموها بيقولوا امتى ننتظر اليوم بتاع الزفاف. Christ came as bridegroom and we are his bride. So it's a wedding. The bride اللي هو احنا الكنيسه دي because of her sins is ugly. فيجي ربنا through the sacrament of confession يعمل ايه؟ to wash away her sins فتبتدي تاخد new life and through the sacrament of baptism she is born again from the water and spirit now she has a spiritual nature لان المولود من جسد جسد هو المولود من روح روحا هو ويجي in the sacrament of chrismation the Holy Spirit dwells in you and you become the temple of God and the Holy Spirit abides in you. ويجي في communion you become one with Christ. And when you are one with Christ, the marriage that تعرفين قديس بولس الرسول يقول إن كنا أبناء فنحن ورثة. You cannot inherit except if you are a son. طيب إحنا we are not sons. إحنا عبيد مخلوقين من التراب. لكن we became children through our marriage to the only begotten son. زي لما تيجي واحدة تتجوز واحد فتبقى daughter in law وتبقى eligible for inheritance. نفس الكلام through our marriage with Christ will become one with Christ. علشان كده نبقى children of God the Father through our marriage, through our unity with the Lord Jesus Christ. This marriage between us and Christ happens in the sacraments of the church. And who performed the wedding? It is the Holy Spirit that works in the sacraments of the church. عشان كده في عبارة جميلة نقولها, نقول we are children of God the Father. احنا أبناء لله الآب. إزاي؟ Through our marriage with His only begotten Son. من خلال اتحادنا وزواجنا بابن الوحيد الجنس. لما تزوجنا بابن الوحيد الجنس بينا أبناء. Daughter-in-law له بينا أبناء. Through the action of the Holy Spirit, من خلال عمل الروح القدس in the sacraments of the church. ومن هنا, without the sacraments, there is no marriage. And if there is no marriage, then we are not children. And if we are not children, then we cannot be heirs. أنا بدأش نبقى ورثة. ده الورث الرسول قاله, إن كنا أبناء فنحن ورثة ووارثون مع المسيح. يعني أنا هارث من خلال اتحادي بالمسيح, من خلال زواجي بالمسيح هبقى ابن الله الآب. فدول مش different ways of salvation. It's one way of salvation. واحد سؤال يسأل سؤال بيقول أين يمكن أن نجد المنهج الكنسي الذي يمكن أن يساعدنا كعائلات لأولاد ولدوا في المحضر لإجابة أسئلتهم عن القضايا الجديدة في العصر من homosexuality, وفي نفس الوقت ذلك المنهج سيساعدنا في رسالة تبشيرية لغير الأرثوذكس محفوظة كمنهج موحد وليس في اجتهادات مختلفة. هو الحقيقة يعني سيدنا البابا يعني is very interested and to have a uniform curriculum for the lands of immigration. وكنا احنا في الدايسيس عملنا منهج وحاطينه على الدايسيس ويب سايت, وكنا قدمناه عملنا عنه برزنتيشن في السيمينار بتاع بوسطن السنه اللي فاتت في اغسطس مع قداسه البابا. ده مش بقول هو ده المنهج الموحد, لكن ده درافت. ويعني if you read it or you use it and give us feedback وبطريقة إنه we can update it لغاية لما يبقى in its final shape, وبعد كده ممكن لو يعني سيدنا حد يعتمده بعد ما إن إحنا نترك. وكان سيدنا برضه شكل لجنة للمناهج إن هم يشتغلوا في حكاية المنهج الموحد, لكن كان في زي يعني recommendation ان يستخدموا المنهج ده as a draft and to give us your feedback, ومن هنا نبتدي يعني نصحح فيه ونقضيه. المنهج كله موجود from kindergarten to 12th grade on the diocese website, هي SUS اللي هي Southern United States Copts.org. If there are levels of sin, like saying a bad word, the same as murder to God, or sin is the same? All sins are equal in one thing, in humma, they will cast out, us out from heaven. Like طبعاً, in the hell, there will be different levels. فزي ما ربنا قال إن هيكون لسدوم وعمورة يوم الدين حالة أكثر احتمالا مما لتلك المدينة. So there will be different levels in hell, يعني some people will be well done, some people. السؤال كان بيقول إزاي الليمت؟ إزاي الليمت for God's tolerance to sinners? What is the limit? زي ما قلت إن ربنا tolerate the sinners until they die. That's the end of the name. Like if any person repents, like the thief on the cross, he repented and God accepted him even in the last name. How can I know God's will? أربع حاجات. بسرعة كده. To know God's will through prayer. Ask and you shall receive. To know God's will is through the study of the scripture. The more you study the scripture, you more be acquire the mind of Christ. بولس الرسول يقول لك أما نحن فلان فكر المسيح. Number three, spiritual discipleship. Go and consult with the spiritual father من خلال التلمذة الروحية والمشورة. أنا تطلب مشورة. الذين بلا إرشاد يسبتونك أوراق شك. آخر حاجة through using your mind. ربنا اداك عقل عشان تفكر بيه وتكزامن what is God's will. If the Lord Jesus Christ is in my place, what would he do? فدول الأربع حاجات اللي خلوك تتسكبر God's will. Prayer, Bible, spiritual discipleship, and your mind. بيقول if a servant is touching many services thinly, not deep, which service in the church is a priority? طبعا السؤال مكتوب غلط. مش which service in the church is a priority. كل service in the church is a priority. السؤال مفروض what is your gift? ربنا distributed different gifts. So you need to use your gift. زي ما سان بيتر يقول as each one has received the gift, minister to one another as good steward of the manifold grace of God. So you need to discover your gift. If your gift is teaching, then your place is Sunday school. If your gift is administration, maybe your place is the board of deacon. If your gift is helper or organization or administration, maybe مثلاً to serve in a convention like this. So you need to discover your gift. And then use your gift in the church. Why would God have created the tree if he knew they were innocent? Because God wants them to choose to live with them by their own free will. It is a test for their own free will. And God wants them not to choose to live with him by their own free will, not because they have, there is no other option. I don't have any other option. فربنا مش عايزهم يعبدوه ويعيشوا معاه because they didn't have any other option. So there is another option, but I'm not going to do it because I choose to live with God. واحد بيقول, we are serving a youth who has chosen to leave the church by his own choice because he wants to enjoy his young life. And then when he is older, only then will he return to God. We have told him that he might lose himself in the process, but he is willing to take that chance. What do we do? I think in انت هنا لما قلت له ان انت you might lose yourself in the choice, actually you agreed with him that he will enjoy his young life away from God, But the only chance in Hoa he might die before returning to God. Fahena, actually, the challenge that you use is not right. You need to challenge the belief in away from God there is joy. Actually, there is no joy and there is no happiness away from God. يعني هنا لما كلمته قلت له طب وفرت ما عشتش لغايه لما تبقى كبير وترجع لربنا فانا خلاص انا اقول انت تيك ذا تشانس فهنا as if you agree يعني now you're gonna enjoy your life لكن the only was drawback with this decision ان انت لو ما عشتش but actually يعني he started wrong because there is no joy away from God there is no joy away from God
Just to go back on the question that you just asked right now, I just want to know, well, how can you tell a person that, you know, you're not going to have true happiness without Christ? How are you going to tell a person that they're not having true happiness without Christ if right now, in his state of mind, they say, well, I'm enjoying what I'm doing right now. I feel that happiness. He doesn't know better. So how is it an argument to actually try to convince a person of that?
Actually, maybe I am enjoying my life here and now, like the prodigal son. Right? So there is temporary joy. Like, is it everlasting joy? Is it permanent joy or not? That's number one. And how can I determine? From the experiences of others. Had everybody who lived this life, did he enjoy his life everlasting or permanently or not? That's number one. Number two, you need to understand that you will not be able to convince every person. But you will leave him with a thought. And this thought will يعني, keep hitting his mind. وبعدين, في بقى time of intervention. Sooner or later, this person will go through a hardship. زي ما احنا قلنا الآية بتاعت سفر العدد, your sin will find you. So when he will go through some suffering because of his sins, that's a very good time of intervention. وبالطريقة دي, at this moment, you can bring him back to Christ. And احنا مثلا, many youth, we tried مثلا to help them when they were using drugs. And they were very, very resistant. وبعدين, after مثلا, few years or a few months, they were in jail because of this. وبعدين ابتدينا بقى نشتغل معاهم during this time. وهنا الولاد بيرجعوا. ف some people, unfortunately, they choose to learn the difficult way, not the easy way. One of the best examples who learned the difficult way in the Bible, Samson. Samson did not return to God except after they plucked his eyes when they tied to him. بعد ما اتبهدل, he returned to God. Before this, he did not return to God. ما هو الاعتراف؟ شرح الخطية وكيفية حدوثها عن مجرد تسمية للخطية؟ الاعتراف هو ان انت you admit your sins and of course if there are motives behind the sins that lead to sin, you need to confess these things too. مش حكاوي يعني مش شرح الخطية كل الخطية قاعد احكي القصة بتاعتها والحكاية اللي وراها لكن مثلا لو انا I lie because of fear I am afraid from my parents that's why I lie. It's different than I lie because I want to show off. فهنا الموتيف is different. فهنا برضو exposing the motive will help أبونا to guide me. وبعدين بيقول من شرح قدسك وضحت إن هذا الفم قد تعارض مع الممارسة الدينية. شوف أنا مش عايز أقول لكم إن having godly fun is wrong. أنا اللي عايز أقوله And if you focus only in your relationship with Christ is fun, واخبرك and you hide the narrow way and the narrow gate and the cross completely the soft light. The open برضو غلط ان انت just all the time speak about the suffering and the cross and the narrow gate and the difficult way without speaking about the joy and the glory with Christ. ده برضو غلط. علشان كده الكنيسة والحياة مع المسيح السفرين is full of joy and the joy is in the suffering. فالاثنين مع بعض. You cannot separate this from that. بس هو للأسف بعد كده بيكمل في السؤال بيقول هذا الرأس والغنى خطأ. هو ده بقى الفن اللي بيتكلم عليه. الرأس هو زي ما سيدنا بابا مرة قال رأس الحكم مخافة الله. هو ده الرأس اللي احنا نعترفه. ما عدا ذلك. Anyway, أنا هاخد بقية الأسئلة علشان الوقت ونبقى نكملهم في مرة ثانية. لأن احنا المجد ده